Keep the Bag podcast. Each week, the USA-UK combination of Nigel Wright and Louis Out Loud tear down marketing myths and demonstrate how to deliver value without bells and whistles.
This is Nigel, and I'm back, as I promised, for another Write Thoughts at 4 a.m. branded episode. Whew, what a day it was yesterday. If you heard my other podcast episode, I was outside cutting down a tree. Or pruning it, what was left after it fell over. And I joked that it didn't make a sound, but looking at the work that needed to be done, I could tell you there was a few choice words I had. But overall, it was a blessing in disguise because it got me to be outside all day in and at a time when being inside is called for one's safety in terms of this COVID-19 corona pandemic. So I spent the day chainsaw in hand, handsaw in hand. I did grab a beer at the end. That was pretty cool. And got to talk to you guys a little bit, talk about a few things that were important. But here's all the wonderful things that happened in that experience. Just like with any hurdle we have to overcome in life, taking off the limbs of the tree little by little and then seeing it dwindle, this big beast of a tree, that from what I understand was actually a Christmas tree that was planted by the original owners and then grew to be, you know, quite big. This thing had to be, I don't know, 80 feet? Maybe not 80 feet, but it was tall. And just sawing it up, you know, cutting the limbs and bagging it up and stacking the trunk. It just reminded me the importance of and the joy of just being able to be outside at a time when you're, you know, when you're typically closed in. I mean, still by myself, but it was pretty cool. It reminded me about the value of hard work, and it made me think about people who may be getting displaced from their job. I have been in that situation, and I know what that's like. And I will tell you this, if nothing else, the one thing I've learned with over 30 years of corporate experience is this: these things come in cycles. They do come back again full circle. And the best thing you can do is just to be better prepared as you move through and to take advantage of the opportunity, because the opportunities are absolutely there. There's never been a time when something like this has happened that people don't emerge much better, faster, stronger, more agile, smarter. And I think because of the power of the internet and all the opportunities that provides, that we don't, the internet now is like our brain. We use very little of it to our advantage, at least most people do. So the best thing I can say there is, you know, find your way, your path. And I'm going to steal from Gary Vee here. Just go ahead and do it. Just get it, put it out. Do the Nike thing. Just go put it out. Get some real valuable information. Challenge the people to show you that there's true value coming out of that. And I mean, be radical with the questions. If they can't, you know, prove to you that you're going to get massive amounts of value, like a venture capitalist, out of what it is being provided, then keep looking, because it's out there. You want to be that person who is going to get, who's going to get with someone who needs the proof. Because this way, you know, they're going to want to deliver for you, because you are going to be the proof for them to sell more of what it is they're they're giving you, and you will come out ahead. You will come out with a win. Some of the other things that came up today, as I know, I got calls from people that were just dealing with just the challenges of being at home and, you know, being alone, maybe not having adult company. And a big one that came up was about, you know, our senior parents or friends, the elderly. Right now, it's pretty dangerous for them to be around anybody because they're susceptible to having difficulty recovering. So they're pretty much displaced. The good thing that came out of it that I feel like I felt like Gary Vee coming out on the right side of this one. I remember teaching my 80-year-old mom to text, and my kids laughing at me and telling me, "Oh, you know, you don't, you know, you what is Grandma going to do with a smartphone?" And then her learning to text and them seeing the value in it. But I also remember, just in the same way I just mentioned just a few minutes ago about not taking advantage of the internet and not seeing the power of it, I mentioned Zoom so long ago to my my adult children. "Go ahead and use Zoom." Yeah. Now everybody's using Zoom. Literally, my mom, I spoke to her, you know, couple days ago, and she's like, "Oh, I got a Zoom link. I'm using Zoom." So much for I'm too old to use the internet, or that doesn't make a difference, or that's for old people. When necessity comes, it is indeed the mother of all invention. So we need to take advantage of this. But by that same token, make sure to reach out, especially you adult children, you 20-year-olds, you 18-year-olds, reach out to your grandparents, man. They love you like, oh my God. The value of grandparents cannot be stressed enough. Reach out to your grandparents. Get them on FaceTime. Don't even pretend like they can't use the technology. You're stuck at home. You know what? Go teach your grandparent how to use some tech. You'll be grateful for it, because a lot of them are just still... Some of them even have flip phones, and all they do is call. They don't text at all. So if you teach them to text, then maybe you'll get a text instead of a call. Worked out great for my kids, you know, even though they don't want to say that I'm right, but it worked out really good. And now you can see that it's happening. So take this opportunity to do that. But the more important thing is that your grandparents really love you. And the reason this came up is because my partner, a dear friend, I overheard her daughter mentioning, it's like, "Oh, I haven't spoken to my grandma in a long time. And, you know, I reached out to her and I sent her a really good message and sent her a little video and what have you, and talked about some things to help her make her feel better during this time." And I thought that was really a wonderful thing. And I can only imagine how helpful it would be for a grandparent, how wonderful they will feel if you're one of those younger folks that listen to my podcast, young adults. I would say go take this opportunity. Don't waste any time. Send them a text message. They'll figure it out. You know, let them know you're thinking about them. Because if they're by themselves, or they're, you know, just together with, you know, with their spouse, and I'm sure they're missing you like there's no tomorrow. And there's not much we could do because we want to keep them safe. So think about that as you go through. And for everybody else, I hope you're continuing to get value out of this. I, again, cannot possibly stress enough and say how much your support has humbled me. When I see the numbers for the Right Thoughts at 4 a.m. continue to rise, and now I'm seeing people from other countries, now Ireland and I believe it was Vietnam, actually. So thank you so much for taking the time. I know you didn't have to. It really means a lot. And I trust that as I continue to do these, which I am enjoying immensely, I hope you continue to get value from it. So as I close, I will say this. Be good to each other. Exercise some COVID kindness. Stay safe. Be seen. Be heard. Be successful. The right voice is everything. I am Nigel Wright. I would love to know what you think. I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate you. Take care.
Keep the Bag Podcast. No frills, no fuss, no ego. Zero vanity, true value. The Done Beats Perfect marketing channel.